Hello, respected viewers. Lucy Powell's been elected deputy leader of the Labour Party. That is bad news for Sir Keir Starmer. So this was widely trailed, and she actually won by quite a margin, defeating Bridget Phillipson, the only other person in the race. So Miss Powell has just turned 51, is taking this office. Obviously, she's a Labour MP. I think one has to be an MT to even contest the office. So she was leader of the House of Commons and Lord President of the Council. Remember, the Lord President of the Council a few years ago was Penny Mordaunt, who famously had to announce the death of Her Majesty the Queen. Well, announced it 3 days after it happened, but announced it to the Privy Council. And the one who carried the sword like this at the coronation of Charles III. She's been an MP since 2012, winning a by-election at in Manchester Central. A very safe Labour seat, and indeed she's a Mancunian through and through. She's on the left of the party, so she'll be a bit of a thorn in the side of Sir Keir. And the vacancy arose because, of course, Angela Rayner resigned in disgrace because of her dishonesty, her tax evasion. So Lucy Powell, if you're very pucker, Powell, otherwise Powell, she is going to be the guilty conscience of the Labour Party, saying that people are frustrated, change hasn't come fast enough, as if Sir Keir Starmer doesn't have enough problems. So it's unclear whether she's actually going to get a cabinet job to go with this, because she's leader of the party, but that's not a government office. There's no higher salary than that. Is she just going to be a backbench MP? It'd be bizarre if the leader of the party, sorry, deputy of the party, isn't even in the cabinet. Is he going to kick someone out of the cabinet to make room for her? Because you can only have 23 cabinet ministers with a full salary. Others can attend it and get, but not actually be members as such and not get that additional salary. So she was chair of the Commons Modernization Committee for a few years about, I don't know, breastfeeding rooms or changing or whatever the timetable. One thing I thought about is maternity leave. If a member of parliament's maternity leave, she can't be the who's going to go and vote for her and do her constituency work. One of my bright ideas is get someone who's elected to the council for that party within that constituency. I know you're elected for a council ward, not for the whole constituency, but at least he or she's been elected to something. Maybe the MP could nominate that person for a maximum 6 months or say a 12-month, and he or she be able to vote on behalf of that MP with against the wish of the MP, do the casework. She has worked in politics really her whole life. Grew up in an ordinary family in Manchester. Went to a state school. Went to Oxford University to read chemistry, but she was kicked out for failing her exams. She went to King's College London, where she graduated, and then she worked for a Labour MP, Beverly Hughes. So she's kind of quite a conformist leftist. Was a Remainer, part of Britain in Europe, and only ever worked in politics. She's never had any job outside that, and she backed Ed Miliband when he was trying to win the leadership of the Labour Party in 2010. She managed his campaign successfully. All right. So, although she failed to win Manchester Withington in 2010, that was a high year for the Liberal Democrats. They got, was it 23% of the vote, their highest share of the vote for almost a century. But anyway, came in Manchester Central. So really, politics is her whole life. So she's quite dull, rather uninspiring, and kind of uncontroversial on the left of the party, not the far left. Although this will cause her problems. She's a Zionist in Labour Friends of Israel. Not a lot of Labour MPs are, and she's not left of that despite the genocide. So it's really sickening she do that. Okay, the Israelis are democratic amongst themselves, but this is an apartheid system in the illegally occupied West Bank, whereby the Israeli illegal immigrants there are allowed to vote for the government that governs it. That's the Israeli government, illegally governs it. Palestinians have no say in the government that runs them. The Palestinian Authority's got virtually no power. There are racist murders in the West Bank almost every day, and the Israeli army and police at best stand by and at worst actively facilitate it, even commit these murders and so on. And she doesn't denounce that. So she's a Euro fanatic, unsurprising anyway. So she's married to a doctor. They've got three children. One of them is a stepson from her husband's previous relationship. All right, so she's a landlord, so she's quite well off, therefore. one of these leftists, a champagne socialist, who professes sympathy for the needy but never gives them a penny. So what would she press Starmer to do? Maybe increase tax on the middle class, increase VAT, I'm not sure. More money to be given to the parasitical classes who refuse to work, no doubt more arts grants, more stealth rejoin the European Union. So it'll be difficult for him. And she's not a sort of loyalist like Bridget Phillipson. Bridget Phillipson, who is about 10 years younger than her, Bridget Phillipson, who, let's face it, is a hottie. Those Lucy Powell's a bit of a cougar. So as if Starmer doesn't have enough problems on his plate as it is, there's even talk, will they get rid of Starmer next year? This is carefully by-election for the Senedd. If that's a barometer of the way things are going, Labour's facing a meltdown in May. So losing the Welsh Parliament for the first time ever, failing to regain the Scottish Parliament, which a year ago seemed to be a given. Labour was going to come back into his office there for the first time since 2007. But John Swinney may hang on. SNP are ahead in the polls there. And obviously in the local council elections all across South Britain, Labour's looking like going to do abysmally. Obviously, that's not much comfort. The Conservative Party is going to do maybe even worse. Reform UK to be the winner in South Britain, probably Plaid Cymru in Mid Britain, and the SNP in North Britain. So will he be kicked out? But I don't see Lucy Pohl as a contender. She won this by more than margin than I thought, is over 60% of the vote. I thought it would be closer, actually. So I suppose she's a composite media performer. You know, she's certainly very experienced. She's been on in politics directly or indirectly for 30 years. So she doesn't seem to have many enemies in the Labour Party. So she's not rebelled over things. So she is a careerist, a little bit robotic. So she's evil, like most politicians are. Again, an enemy of children, a part of the war on children. Someone who advocates for sexual violence against children has had the power of life and death over kids and has always chosen death to say that the murder of a girl or a boy is permissible so long as this little girl or little boy is sufficiently young and indeed is in utero. So supporting acts of hatred against children and then having the nerve to claim that this is healthcare, even when the mother's life is not in danger at all. There's no danger to health at all. So out of sheer sadism, out of selfishness, out of cruelty, at best promoting ignorance about this. Wow, such brutality against the most vulnerable members of our society is truly sickening. Someone who's talking about the values of compassion and humanity should be advocating for this. But I'm sorry to say that that is par for the course, and they're virtually all like that. Thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, George Callahan 79 at gmail.com. Goodbye.